These variants all have numbers like B117, but they're best known by their origin, like South Africa, UK, and Brazil. And just last week, the first known case of a COVID variant was diagnosed in our region from someone who had traveled abroad.
And it's pretty evident that this is starting to spread throughout the U.S. There have likely been multiple introductions into the country and will likely spread over time.
Dr. Paul Skolnick is chair of medicine at Carilion Clinic and a specialist in infectious diseases. He says scientists are trying to learn all they can as quickly as they can about these variants, like the UK one.
There's still a little debate about whether it causes more severe disease. It may. And the same kinds of things and considerations go for the South African variant and the Brazilian variant.
Which means even as COVID case counts steadily fall in the region and statewide, and as more of us receive vaccinations, we may not be entirely out of the woods. Dr. Cynthia Morrow is director of the Roanoke City and Allegheny Health Districts.
My greatest concern as a public health professional is that people take the good news that we have and they run with it in a way that may ultimately be harmful. The variants are a stark reminder that we cannot afford to let up on community mitigation strategies.
Like using face masks, social distancing, and avoiding large gatherings. It's not that all variants will be harmful. Dr. Skolnick.
It is likely that the virus will continue to mutate. Some of these mutations are meaningless, harmless, and make no difference whatsoever. The vaccines will be just effective against them as they are against the new variant.
But he and Dr. Morrow both say the best way to control current variants and prevent new ones from spreading is pretty basic.
If we can tamp down the pandemic now and the original strain, that'll tamp down the degree of mutation and the chance of variants.
We cannot afford to let up on intensive vaccination efforts, and we won't.
Current vaccines appear to be generally effective against the variants identified so far. But as with all things COVID, things sometimes change in a hurry. Reporting in depth, Evan Jones, WFIR News.